The debate up to now has been whether the company Johnson heads received government assistance in 1979. Democrats say it did get taxpayer help. Johnson says it was before he started at the firm. But the state Democratic Party is now trying to narrow down when and how Johnson was hired as an accountant. Party Chairman Mike Tate says a housing and urban development grant approved in March of 1979 called for the company to add 11 workers, and Johnson came on board in June of 79.
This is a guy that says government doesn't have a role in helping to create jobs. His own job was created with the help of the government. This is about hypocrisy, and why won't Ron Johnson just come clean with the voters of Wisconsin and admit to this?
Tate says he's not disputing that Johnson's firm, now called Packer, has added workers. But Tate says the company owes a lot of its success to the government assistance in 1979, which was $75,000 to build a railroad spur. Johnson campaign spokesperson Sarah Sendek declined to answer questions about the Democrats' charge. She did read a statement.
Instead of wasting their time holding conference calls to talk about rail spurs from more than 30 years ago that Ron had no prior knowledge or involvement in, maybe Senator Feingold and his allies could spend their time explaining to voters why, after trillions of dollars of new wasteful spending, they've failed to create jobs or improve the economy.
Sendek says Johnson understands the government builds roads and provides infrastructure that allows businesses to grow and compete. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.